Okay, if like if you were afraid to go into a place that, you know, looked like what you thought might be a haunted house, what would you say about it? How would you describe your feelings about walking in?
It's witchy, all right.
But how would you describe how you felt in your inside?
I sort of have a funny feeling, that's all I know.
Okay. How about somebody who used to be really brave, but she once was not, and so you would say, or let's put it the other way around, okay, or it was like the old gray mare, she, you know, the song about the old gray mare, she...
That's she used to be.
Is that the way you would say,
yeah,
say it about something else, too? Okay. Okay, and somebody who is now afraid of the dark and was not younger, like if Turner... If Turner is not afraid of the dark now, but next year he
might be afraid.
You would say, I don't understand why he's afraid now. He
didn't know no better before.
Okay, but if you were, like you were saying that he was not afraid last year, you would say, I don't know why he's afraid now. He
wasn't afraid last year.
Okay. I think we got those. We got that. Okay, what about somebody that you can't joke with because he always has a chip on his shoulder, he takes offense, you can't say anything joking to him because he takes it the wrong way. How would you describe that person?
I say that's a funny he's got a funny disposition to me. I just don't know how to contact.
And I'd say with you, how do you mean funny?
Well, he just don't act right.
I'd say, well, tell me again, Hagerman, does he walk around on his hands?
With a tip on his shoulder.
Okay, is that sort of how you would describe a person like that?
Yeah.
Okay, what about a person that surprised you and you were just kidding him and suddenly just got really into a terribly bad temper? What would you say? I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
I was kidding him, and I'm sorry it happened like it was, but I just... didn't think he was like that. I wouldn't have done it.
How would you describe what he did, though? He got...
angry.
Okay.
Mad.
Okay.
He was...
okay, that if somebody's about to lose his temper and you want to try to keep him on an even keel, you'd say, now, don't get angry, just...
I'd try to control him and make him out of reason.
But what might you say to him? Don't get angry now, just...
Just take it easy, just understand the thing.
Okay. If you are just, boy, you've been picking peanuts and you have been working from sun up till way past sundown, and you come in, and how would you describe how you feel?
Oh, I'm just fagged out. I'm tired.
Okay.
What you got for supper?
The most important question. Okay, what about if you were going to use a form of wear out? How would you describe it? Boy, I'm just...
Wear out something, but it's gone. You have to replace it.
Okay, right. If the seat of my pants was just completely threadbare, I'd say...
I got to either patch them or get me some more.
But how would I describe the pants? They're...
Oh, wow.
Okay.